You guys, welcome to Make It Make Sense. We are your hosts. My name is Sheba.
And your girl, Niche. And here on Make It Make Sense, we're going to be discussing self-help.
We're going to definitely go over some current events that's happening.
We're going to address mental health issues as well.
You guys, we got a new segment that we're going to bring in this season. It's going to be world news.
And we're also going to tackle some general topics.
Make sure you stay tuned for the dope special guest that we're going to bring in along the way as well. Strap in. Make sure that you stay tuned for the topic, guys. You're tuning in to Make It Make Sense. You're tuning in to make it make sense. You're here.
Okay.
We're here.
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's get it.
Are we going back? I'm going to kill her. Listen, it's your girl Sheba in the building with Miss Nisha today. You guys are tuning in to another one. It is Make It Make Sense. Again, it started without me knowing. Okay? I knew it was coming, but I didn't know it was coming. If you don't know that feeling, that's a bad feeling. All right, you guys, we hope you had an amazing day today. It was a great day for us. And to the chick that always make it make sense to me, Nisha, how's your day going?
My day was pretty good. I hope you guys had a great day, because I did.
Yeah.
And I ain't do nothing.
I swear she turned that record. Like you guys were in the middle of a conversation. Like, we're talking right now. And it's like, what? Yeah, I'm about to record. Oh, okay. Boom, record is on. It's like, really? Is that what we're doing? All right, you guys, we have, I'm excited about this one because it's going to be a discussion. It's not a question. I really want to talk about some things, and it's going to be a discussion. I usually kind of start with some world news, but I don't really have it today. You know, we all know what's going on. I did kind of mention Ghana and what's going on with them, but I'm going to come back with that at a later time when that's updated. Brazil is having but there is such a surge in their COVID-19 deaths. And the surge is it's reaching daily deaths that are passing 2,000. And you guys know that the states have, you know, we're number one for the people that have died and the infections that we have. But for them, smaller country, to be getting at 2,000 deaths a day, that is, that's unreal. Okay. So I just wanted to make a quick mention about them, and I will keep you informed on that. That's really just the latest that I got today on that. I will definitely follow it up. I say that all the time, but I'm going to make sure that I follow it up on the next week. Okay. That story and Ghana. Okay. Along with whatever else I'm talking about. But listen, today's topic is 5 things women fear but don't discuss. Now, I wanted to kind of leave this open. This could be relationship-wise, or this could just be in general, because, you know, we're kind of good at hiding certain things about how we feel. I know Niche was like, I don't really know what angle you're going with this. So I'm going to definitely start this off, okay? By the way, you guys, make sure that you go to the YouTube channel. It is Make It Make Sense, the podcast. If you search it, you're going to see these two beautiful faces pull up. It is very new for this season, so make sure that you subscribe, like, share that material so that we can grow that audience as well, as you do on the Anchor voice session as well. Okay, so listen, very first thing for me, 5 things women fear that we don't discuss. The first thing, you're with your guy, right? You just met a guy or a woman. I don't care who you're with, but you just met them. You're digging them. You like them a lot. Where's the anxiety coming in? For me, anxiety is coming in first time you decide to lay down with this man, have sex with this man or this woman. Body. Ooh, what am I going to wear? How they going to think about my body? Now, listen, I know I'm not the only chick that does this. First time you've ever been with someone that is very fearful for me, because once you've been in a relationship for a long time, you guys get used to each other. You know, it is what it is. They know your flaws. You know their flaws. You kind of keep it moving. You love each other. You keep going on. But if you just met this person and you know it's about that time to get to a sexual relationship, am I the only chick that's like, what am I going to wear? And what am I going to wear to hide this flaw? And how are they going to think about this role? And how are they going to think about that stretch mark? Am I the only one?
You're not the only one. I have, but I mean, that's not a... I mean, look.
That's a fear for me. That's a fear.
Serious, but because look, the thing is, if I'm about to lay down with you, it's a good chance that I know you, you know, like that. So if we done been kicking it all this time and now I get nervous, like you done saw this role in the daytime, okay? You know what's up. Like, so. Retarded.
But no, it's the difference when you taking off everything. Right? Taking off everything. And I'm not talking about under the lights. What if you get that guy? Because I've got those guys. Now, what you turning the light off for? No. Keep that light on because I want to see you. We ain't talking about what you look like with your clothes on, with your Spanx on, with your girdles on. We talking about letting all that hang loose for the new person in your life to look at everything. They want you to walk around. They want you to showcase. Yes, I don't know what. This is why I be looking at niche like, who is you messing with? The dudes in my life. No, baby. Keep that light on. Okay, you got your heels on. Walk for me. Prance for me. And they sit in there. And they sit in there waiting for you to prance and look around. And the first time ever, everything is out. You in some lingerie, everything out that they ain't never seen. That has me on something else. I'm like really giddy that particular time. So,
all right,
man. No, and she trying to move on. Because I ain't finished.
Because first of all, that's because you like granddaddies.
No. I mean, even no, because see, listen.
Because y'all.
Yes, listen, I'm married today. I have my man today. But before I had my man, I dated, okay? All colors, all genres, all ages. I was cougar-ish, you know what I'm saying? And it's the type of man you like. Some man want to see you flaunt. Some man ain't just trying to jump in the bed. They want to see you walk around. And that was really one that opened my mind to turning the lights on. It was a young buck. He was 23. I was 28 years old. And I was blown away because he was the first one that said that to me. Like, I want to see everything that you have. That is because I'm a woman and I have insecurities that I may not discuss or say to anyone else. So I have to let those insecurities kind of out the bag and hope that they like it. that's something for me. I don't know. I guess it's just, I know it ain't just me. I know it ain't because I done had too many conversations about this with somebody else. Nisha just kind of watering this down like it's nothing.
I can't relate to it because.
So you ain't nervous to show your body first time you're with someone?
With people like you know, regular people. But like I said, if I've been to you for a while, like why is that? Like no, I'm not. Like because you know how I look. Like I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, Mom. Go ahead. What's up with you?
So the next one for me would probably be being the only unmarried friend. I think that's something that a lot of women struggle with. Because I don't want to go, like, how you going to go on the vacations with everybody and it's just you? Mm. Like, that would bother me, like, being the only friend in the clique that's not married. Mm.
I can dig it. I've been that way. I think I've expressed that before. It's third wheel action. For me, it was I didn't lose a friendship, but I had a friendship that really dwindled because of that, because she was married and family together and I wasn't at that time. At that time, I was a single mom. And so I just didn't feel comfortable being in the, you know, every time I was invited to do something, I was just like, I didn't want to just have me and my son there and she's with her family. You know what I'm saying? Like, although me and my son is a family, but, you know, she has her husband there together. I didn't want to, there were things that we're not just on the same page about, you know, and there's things I couldn't discuss. So I understand that completely. I chose not to do certain things and not to go certain places with my friends that were married because I wasn't. So once I got married, I understand now for my friends that are not married, why they do certain, some of the things that they do. Like, it's so evident, even though they don't say it, it's an unspoken word, but because I've been there, I understand it and I don't push it either. I just kind of let them fall in how they want to fall in.
Right.
Yeah. So, that's a good one. So mine, I think we're leaning more kind of relationship wise for me. It would be the second thing I was going to go for was a first date. First dates are awkward for me. I've had a lot of first dates. They're fearful because that awkward conversation is always the same conversation. It is, where are you from? What's your name? How's your family? What do you do? Past relationships. I mean, it's just because you don't have anything else to talk about unless you just meet someone that you just automatically vibe with. I don't know if you've ever had that where you just met someone just from the beginning. It was never any awkwardness. Have you had anyone like that where it was everything was just amazing from jump?
You know me, when I'm going out on it. First of all, I haven't really dated much. And that's so sad because I'm about to be 31. I have not actually, when I say haven't dated, I mean actually sat down at a restaurant or somewhere and with somebody. Like, I just haven't done that. But Sheba knows I would talk myself out of a date so quick. I'd be like, girl, you know, I don't think
that is a true statement.
I'd be about to have an anxiety attack before I even get there.
Right.
So I think for me, I can definitely agree with that because I'd be freaking out. And small talk don't bother me though. It's more of getting to the date, I guess. Like, what I'm gonna wear, what they gonna
Right. Yeah, it's the prep beforehand.
Like what you said for answering your question number one, but in another way. I think that's when I have it. Like when I'm just meeting you. Because I don't know you. I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know how you feeling. I don't know what your type is at that time. We just meet.
Yeah.
So that's when it get hard for me.
Right. Yeah, all of that, the leading up to it is something. And then the worst part is, say you lead up to it and you think it's going to be good and it ain't good. Like, for one, he ain't what you think he was. Because initially, most of the time, it's about attraction. You don't know each other enough to know anything else about each other. So, you know, they send you that side profile pic and it really is just a side profile pic. They really look totally different from the front. And I've had that before. I've drove and had a guy drove all the, like, 2 hours away. And I was like, is that you? I was like, who is this? He's like, yeah, it's me. It's not you. You need to stop fibbing and catfishing people. You got to stop this. So yeah, you guys, that's a fear for me, along with who's going to pay, because we're in a different time today. I'm usually always the one that's either going to let's split it, or I got it, because especially I'm going to do I got it if I know there's nothing going from here. Like, I know we're not going to proceed. Dang. I don't want you to feel like you got nothing on me. So I'm like, you know what? No, I got this. Or let me pay my part. Or I got this. It's one of the two, you know, I don't know. But now if it's just bomb and everything is together, then I ain't going to say nothing. The bill coming out, I'm going to be like, you got that bill? I have no problem with that. But if I know I'm not going to see you again, I don't need you to have a leg up on me. So it's all of that. That was my number two thing. So what is something else that you're fearful about, whether it be personal or relationship wise, that people don't know or you don't tell people?
Okay, so this one is personal, but I've talked to you about it. I think one of the things that I'm afraid of is feeling stuck or not able to be financially where I want to be. And you find yourself, the reason I say that is because I know me personally, I find myself comparing myself to other people. Like, damn, I'm almost 31. I feel like I should be here because this person is here. Or I feel like I should have this because this person has this. So that's, I think that's one of the things that kind of get me in my bag a little bit. Just feeling like I don't want to be stuck in this space forever. And I think a lot of times we don't talk about that because that's letting our insecurities show, you know, so to speak, you are pretty much putting yourself out there for other people to be able to criticize you on that. So
you have to be truly vulnerable to really say that. A lot of women are not going to say, you know, I'm looking at this woman or that chick or this guy, whoever you're comparing yourself to, same age, same everything, and we're not progressing. That's definitely, I definitely had that. I've been in that stage before. Man, this lash though. What? Look, this lash almost fell off. She almost landed on this top of this cheek. Listen. I agree with you fully on that. That's a different type of pressure, because then it's like you feel like you, I feel obligated to figure out what it is I need to do. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially when I hit 30. When I hit that, I was like, what are you going to do with yourself? Like, no more odds and end jobs. No more this, this, that, and that. Like, are you going to be a business owner? Are you going to work for something? It was just all of that. Are you going to be single for a minute? Are you cool being single? It was just trying to figure out, you know, everything. So, yeah, I get that completely. So, what's your resolution for it? What have you figured out that works for you today?
I mean, first, it's a mind thing. Like, like I said, I talked about this with Sheba before, and we just, you know, what I realized in talking about it is just that you don't, like, same thing with the social media and relationship goals. You only see one part of this person's, like, let's just say they have a successful business. You don't know what it took to get there, the struggles they go through, how they may have filed bankruptcy. Like, you just never know. So I just learned to be okay with where I'm at, but also be trying to get to the next level, like really figuring out what I want to do later on and actively be reaching towards that. Like, that's what it is for me.
Yeah, I did completely. All right. So what was a third thing for me? Again, this is still going in the same line of my other ones, but it was the person that you're with, significant other, new boyfriend, new girlfriend, whatever, whoever you're choosing. I don't know if you guys have ever shared this, but having them have a best friend that's of the opposite sex, I don't dig too much. You know, so my man, best friend for however many years, is a chick. Your girlfriend, best friend, look, whoever, I don't care how you can paint that scenario how you want to, but they're of an opposite sex. And I say that because best friends are close, right? Best friends are close. You know all the ins and outs. You know all the things that they're fearful for. You know everything that the significant other wants to know, right? And so if I come in the picture and I know y'all this tight, or we fall out, you go into her, or she know all your secrets that I would never know, probably for years on end. That's an issue. That's an issue for me.
I strongly agree with that, because that would be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a problem for me.
I know girlfriends of mine that lost their men to best friends. I mean, introduced to the chick as best friends. We've been knowing each other 15 years, 10 years. we've just been kicking it 20 years. And then all of a sudden he's leaving her for the best friend. It's like, was y'all always kicking it? Or the truth is y'all just so close. There was probably always sexual tension there, but you never acted on it. And then it's the right time for her, right time for him. And then here we go. Everybody's single. Boom. We got a big mess here. I just would never feel confident. I would feel like the second woman instead of the first, and that I can't do.
Right.
You know. Am I crazy?
Nope. I'm with you, because I couldn't do it. Because it's just like, hell no. <nah. laughs>
Oh, you gonna go kick it at your girlfriend's house?
Right? No. Nope.
Right. So she can lean on your shoulder and crown you. Listen, call it insecure, because that's what the man would do.
It really
he would call it insecure, and it is insecurity. But I be insecure. I'm not ready for that.
Insecure. I'm just hell no.
We can't do that. Nope. She crying on you and then rub her shoulder on you and then here we go, kiss, come. Nope. I don't want to be the one where y'all realize y'all in love. I don't want to be that one.
No.
You know? All right. That's another fear of mine, because I've been there. So.
Yeah.
Did you have another one, Mom?
I'm going to be real transparent with y'all. I told her when we started this, I only had two. Because I couldn't come up with nothing. I gave y'all what I got.
I can dig it. And she did do that. So, okay. So the last one, let me see here. I did that one. Growing old by myself. I don't want to do it.
I agree with that.
I see older people that are 60s, and I say this, like 50s, I think you're still young enough to kind of get it in. 40s, 50s, that's a different thing. But 60s and older.
Yeah, because who
I've
at 60? Like, if you ain't found it by then.
Come on now. Or just someone, even if it ain't a husband, wife, whatever, just someone you just are okay with spending your time with, you know. Because, see, at some point, we're all going to get to a point, if we're blessed, where we can't take care of ourselves like we used to, right? Me and Nish was talking about this with her grandmother, where she's having to put in a lot of work to just help her do something that someone else, if she had in her life, maybe be able to do that. And I say that because my sister is in the same position right now. Like, my sister-in-law is in a position where she would want to have that. And she doesn't have just simple things that you can get from someone else. I don't want to be 60, 70 years old. At that time, you don't know if your kid is going to be taking care of you. You don't know what your kid is going to be doing at 30, 40, 50 years old. If you're in there, you don't know. They could throw you in a nursing home, or they could want to bring you in. But that depends on them and their character. Okay. So kids.
Listen, I agree with that. And it's. Let me tell you how much I'm planning for all of that. I told one of my friends recently, look, if we ain't married by this age, we gonna marry each other. Like, we just gonna marry each other.
And I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, because what we waiting on? Shit, we gonna be 60. Ain't nobody else coming.
Right. Marry each other. You know, it ain't like you got an open field of dating opportunities. Right.
Marry each other. We gonna be a family until we die. And that's it. Because I refuse to die alone, y'all. Like, I just do. I look at people close to me and how at the ages that they at, like, they're not happy. Like,
right.
If I know that we got some chemistry and we could make it.
Let's just live together. Let's just grow.
We get married.
Right. I'm going to take care of you. You take care of me. Whichever comes first. Let's do that, because we ain't got nobody else to depend. Like, you can't depend on kids and friends. Friends may not be there. Who's to say they're going to be living? You don't know what's going to happen. So if I would much rather, instead of a nurse or a nurse's aide taking care of me in a facility that I know ain't going to do a good job, I would rather have someone that semi like me, love me to do that for me, or me do that for them. You know what I'm saying? I've seen too many stories where people just old and unhappy.
Yes.
And need help and they can't get it unless it's grandbabies and grandkids, and they half-ass want to do it. And I know I would be in my feelings if I had that response. It's just like, grow old with somebody, you guys. That's a fear of mine. And so when I'm in a relationship and with my hub, when I'm like, it has to be a situation where I just can't move forward. Like, you know, there is no other option because I don't want to start over again. I don't want to trust nobody again. I don't want to do none of that again.
Starting over made me just quit.
Yes. But you know what? Nisha's different. Like, you know, Nisha is a beautiful chick. All right. Let me just go ahead and just kind of give props. And look, I don't lie about stuff like that. Like, I call a lot of people beautiful, but that's just like, it's like, hey, beautiful. Hey, that's my thing. But for me to really believe that you're an attractive person, and it's beyond attractiveness. It's about your heart. It's about what you bring to the table. It's about what you can offer. I think she's a natural caregiver. I think she has a heart to just do that. My thing is, like, when she let me in her love life, and she don't do that often, but when she does, I'm so giddy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, ooh, yeah, who, what, where? Like, I want to know everything, because I don't think another person is going to make her happy. I don't want you to get it twisted like that. Like, I don't think that's going to make her or break her life. But at some point, I just want her, that could be 5 years from now, that could be 10 years from now, but I want her to open up enough to let somebody in that may be willing to take care of her. She doesn't let people in. You know, just because of experiences she's had and things she's went through, and that's understandable. But at some point, I just want her to open that gate, unlock the gate, and let that door swing open so somebody can come in and kind of treat her how she deserves to be treated.
Y'all, look, she's not lying, though. I don't do well with meeting people and dating and letting people get close to me like that. So pray for me. That's it.
See how she cut that off? And that's how she cut everything off like that. Like she just said earlier, she was like, listen, she'll talk herself out of a relationship. She does that. She will talk herself, like, and be excited about it. And we talking about it. And in a conversation, she done talked herself out of it that quick. I'm like, and I see it coming. It's like a ball of hate just rolling. I'm just like, nope. She's like, you know what? This ain't right. By the time we get to the end of the I was like, no, stop it. Like, you know, but anyway, it's all love, and she's just guarding her heart, and I get it completely. But I'm just, whoever she made this deal with, when she's talking about when they get older, I can't look. When I see her, I want to see them. I want to know who this. They probably won't think I'm just like the most. Look, and I don't care. Man, I ain't even embarrassed. I want to know who this is. that she would even, you know, give you that honor to be like, look, we get this age, it's a done deal.
Just stop.
All right, I'm good.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to tonight.
It turned into the Nisha show, the last like 8 minutes. And that's it for us. I don't think we both hit a whole vibe, but you guys know what's up. We all got fears. That was the whole point of the show. I wanted to discuss some of the fears that women have, because we don't really put our fears out like that. We got to be woman, hear me roar. We got things to take care of, but we're human. And that was the whole point of kind of discussing that. And so I hope you enjoyed it. Until the next time, you guys, we appreciate you very much. Again, hit up the YouTube page, listen to podcasts, whatever your method is fine. Be kind, be a blessing. You and your family stay blessed as well. Until the next time, we're out. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Make It Make Sense.
You guys, make sure that you support us. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you share this with everybody that you know as well.
And if this is your first time checking in with us, we want to welcome you. If you've been here before, we want to thank you for being loyal to us and for coming back.
We are out, guys. Until the next time, stay blessed, be a blessing. Peace.